I'm bound to a chair. My ankles are up to the legs. My thighs parted wide. Completely naked except for a pair of silky fishnet stockings and a dog collar around my neck that reminds me that I'm yours. My tits are clamped. My nipples erect. I'm silenced by the ball gag you've strapped in my mouth. I'm wide-eyed and drooling from the gag, reduced to pathetic, muffled little whimpers. Headphones are fastened to my ears, and the sound of fucking and coming bombards my head, filling my brain with the thought of sex. But it is between my open thighs where you have truly conquered me. A vibrator is fastened to my crotch, tormenting me, making me wet myself over and over helplessly. My cunt is stuffed by the big dildo you've attached to the chair and then sat me on, stuffing my tight, wet, dripping twat for your amusement. I squirm and I whimper, and you, dignified and smartly dressed, mock me as a dumb cunt as I drool and drip and squelch, utterly humiliated before you. But then you let me up from the vibrator chair, and after I don't know how many hours, you led my trembling body over to the bed. You gently toweled me off and tended to the scratches and the wounds from your riding crop. It was the most wonderful thing. It was so relaxing to feel your gentle touch on me. After a bit, we drifted into a sweet and gentle fuck. Nearly a lovemake. After the vibration of the dildo, this was surprising and almost even better. I begged to come and nearly cried when you said yes. We convulsed together in a monster of an orgasm, and then we laid there, quietly, just touching. I think I napped, and when I awoke, you asked if I was ready to go again. I said, yes, sir, and you began attaching heavy leather cuffs to my ankles and wrists. I got excited again. You led me over to some chains you had rigged to the ceiling and clipped me to them. I tried to hang there prettily for you. You took out a spreader bar and looked at me. If you can keep your legs open, I won't have to use this, you said. And I nodded. I would try anything for you. And then you stepped back and took a few pictures of me. When you put down the camera, you picked up a short little whip and began whirling it against my hard nipples before slashing it at my ass. I knew this would be hard too, but I could take it. I'd show you what a good little slave I could be. What a good slave I could be for you.